Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Meme coins are stealing the spotlight with pre-sales, and one in particular meme is on its way to Las Vegas. The Dog with Hat community has managed to raise more than their $650,000 target to put that cute little pup with the hat on the Las Vegas Sphere. Joining First Mover now is Ovi Farouk, who you might know as OSF on X, who's going to help us unpack what the heck is going on in the meme coin world. Ovi, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's been a crazy few days. It's been wild.
It's been insane. I mean, the last time we saw this kind of crazy, you know, price action and activity was probably 2021. And we've had glimpses of it over the last few months and perhaps even year. But what's happened in the last few days and weeks is just, it's really insane.
Yeah, I saw you posted on X about this. You know, you pointed to the ICO boom, then you pointed to NFTs that really took over the crypto spotlight in 2021. And now it's all about these meme coin pre-sales. Do you think that this is going to be a prolonged, journey for meme coin pre-sales that mirror NFTs and ICOs? Draw on your experience. Tell me about what you think is going to happen next.
I think meme coins will last for a long time this cycle, and it's quite clear that's a very easy entry point for retail who don't know much about crypto, and they just get attracted to things they find cute or funny, and it just becomes easy to buy. I think the pre-sale meta that we're seeing now within meme coins, I don't think that will last for very long because it's just too easy for someone to come in and raise whatever, you know, some of these pre-sales are raising $10, $20, $30 million, and then these people are kind of deleting their Twitter accounts and signing off. So that kind of behavior and activity, I think, won't last for very long. We obviously had the Book of Meme, which was the first one that kicked off this whole thing, that ran to almost a $2 billion market cap, I think, in the space of 2 days. And so when something like that is amazingly successful, you see lots of copycats try to attempt the same thing. But in my experience, those things don't last for a very long time. So in my opinion, I think this whole pre-sale thing will exist for maybe another few more days, possibly a few more weeks. But that's not to say that the meme coin market won't continue to thrive, I think, in this cycle.
$100 million flowed into pre-sales, I believe, in just the last couple of days. It's absolutely crazy to see and to think about. And it reminds me about when everyone was FOMOing into Doge I don't even know how long ago that was now. That's how crazy this industry was. I want to say it was definitely over a year ago, a few years back. What lessons can we learn from that? I remember people were taking out a lot of money that they couldn't lose, and putting it into meme coins, hoping that they could get rich, like some of the people that they follow on X. And unfortunately, it didn't work out for a lot of folks. There were some really sad stories out there. What do you think that we can learn from what's happened in the past?
Yeah, look, I think you have to be careful. I think you have to understand and respect that putting money into a meme coin is very different than putting money into ETH or Bitcoin. The latter can be perceived as an investment, can be perceived as something of potential real value and something that may appreciate over a longer period of time, just like buying stocks or something like that, right? But when you buy a meme coin, I perceive that more to be like you're going to the casino and you're gambling and you're betting on a winning horse or whatever it is. And it's very hard to assess the fundamentals of that market or assess anything with any rational brain or mind. And actually, when people who try and do that often fail. So, you know, you can be very constructive and bullish on crypto as a whole, and you could be top-down bullish on meme coins as a whole. You know, I certainly am, but you have to really understand that it is just a little bit above gambling, I think, and you have to understand that any money you put in has a very high probability of going to zero. Like, this is, you know, a volatile and risky game that we're all playing here. And so I think, you know, people who, sophisticated players who are in meme coins and betting big money and making a lot of money, they're doing it with the understanding of the risks associated with it. And they're probably seasoned traders who've done this for a long time. So I think if you're, you know, if you're putting in money into meme coins and you want to have a bit of fun and trying to make a bit of money, that's absolutely fine. But tricking yourself into thinking this is the next Doge and it's going to be a great investment, this thing's going to $100 billion, and, you know, putting a significant amount of money on which could impact you adversely, I think that's a mistake. So I think it's just a case of, like, I'm not saying don't play around and gamble and have fun, because we're all doing it and it is fun, but understand the risks attached to it and, you know, don't get over your skis, I think.
It is super fun. And the memes attached to some of these tokens are just so fun. And some of them are going to Vegas. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. But I think you bring up a good point with the gambling piece. You know, often we hear people say crypto is gambling or crypto is not gambling. And there are different facets to the space. And a meme coin is different than Bitcoin. It's different than Ether. It has different fundamentals, or it has no fundamentals at all. And so I think that you made a really good point there that folks should note. Let's talk about the Vegas Sphere now. You are in the Dog Whiff Hat community. I don't even know how to define that anymore, but you talk about Dog Whiff Hat. You contributed to the campaign that's going to put this meme on the Vegas Sphere. What is this all about?
Dog Whiff Hat is pretty incredible because it doesn't really have like an owner of it or someone that's controlling it. I think there was someone who made this coin and, you know, a dev, like you have, you know, you may have a dev or a creator of many different coins out there, and the dev sold all their coins, left the whole thing. And so this was kind of like picked up by the community, by the actual coin holders. And I guess a bunch of random people, you know, it really truly is random people that probably don't even know each other in real life and have just met online through Twitter, et cetera, who have gotten together and just, you know, created various initiatives to get this thing going and get it out there to the mainstream public. And, you know, something this group did was to put an actual hat on the Wall Street Bull, which they had there for a while. And that hit, you know, that hit the news and it hit mainstream media. And so the next thing, you know, a funny thing is like, oh, you know, could we raise enough money to get this thing on the Vegas Sphere? And $650,000 to get it up there for a week certainly sounds like a tall order, but in comparison to the amount of money all these pre-sales have raised and, you know, the amount of money people are making in crypto and just the sheer amount of people who are involved in this one specific community and coin, it's not actually that much to raise. And, you know, in the space of about a week, I think they were able to raise that through just various people donating and contributing to it. And it sounds like there's now going to be a plan to get that thing on the Sphere. So it's amazing to see something where there isn't one centralized owner or team working on, you know, getting this thing out there. It's just a group of random people have come together with some ideas and we're actually able to action it. So it's very, very impressive, I think.
What are the logistics to getting this thing on the Sphere? Does it need to be approved by anyone, or is it like buying a billboard?
No, I think, you know, there's certainly a process to getting it done. I think there's various approval processes. You know, I'm sure there are some, you know, like regulation laws and like what you can advertise and stuff like that. You know, I don't think you can go out there and say, hey, you know, buy this crypto coin on the Vegas Sphere. Like that wouldn't go down, I think. But, you know, having a picture of the meme up there is something that I think is very possible. And I would imagine is the route that they're taking.
And so, I mean, tell me what this means to you. You contributed to it. Do you feel like we are in the height of a bull market? Do you feel like, why is it important for you? Why did you put your money behind getting this meme on the Sphere?
Yeah, look, I was early into it. And like many others, I just, you know, I made some good money on it. And I think for people who still hold this coin and are still in this community, you're always setting yourself new targets and new challenges. And the first challenge was like, oh, can we get this thing to $1 billion market cap? And then it's at 2 billion and 3 billion. And I think the absolute, you know, haven and massive target for any meme coin really is like, can you rival the likes of SHIB and Doge? And SHIB and Doge are, I think, are around a $20 to $25 billion market cap, which is, you know, another 10x from where we are now almost in terms of prices. So that's always the dream and the aim. And in order to achieve that, you have to do crazy things like this to gain attention. And really crypto, especially meme coins, it just is an attention game. And how much of that attention can you hog? And if someone else hogs more of it than you, then you lose your holders to someone else. And so again, like getting it on the Vegas sphere, which probably gets hundreds of thousands of viewers, if not millions across the week, it would be there, is I think a fantastic way to do that.
So then what's next? What beats the Vegas sphere? I think that Doge went to the moon. I don't know if it actually made it to the moon, but there was definitely talk about Doge getting to the moon. What's next for Dog Whiff Hat? Are we sending the meme out into space?
Yeah, that would be cool. I mean, getting a hat out there into space, a hat on the moon, I think would be pretty amazing. The brilliant thing about this meme is the hat is now so recognizable and you can literally put it on anything. And so, you know, I think the Wall Street Bull was a starting point, but getting it out there and, you know, in front of more iconic landmarks or whatever it is could be potential options. But it's hard, you know, to top the Vegas sphere. I'd say that's pretty much up there as one of the top five things right now for promotional purposes. It's really, really hard to top that, I think.
Where do we get these hats? I mean, I would buy one, but I don't know where to get this exact specific hat that this cute little pup is wearing. Is there some kind of intel in the community on where to get these hats?
I believe so. There's actually, if you're based in the US, there's actually a website called dogwhiffhatstore.com. Unfortunately, they don't deliver to the UK, which is where I'm based, but you can actually buy the knitted hat. I think it's $40. So maybe not the cheapest hat, but definitely a sentimental one.
Next time you see me, I'll be donning a Dog with Hat hat. And maybe if I have any plans to go to the UK, I'll bring you one. All right?
Fantastic. Yeah, I appreciate that.
And of course, all of these meme coins that are becoming so popular are in the Solana ecosystem. Sol is even up this week. What does this tell you about Solana and where it's going?
I mean, if you look at the DEX volumes, for example, Radium and Jupiter are doing more than Uniswap is right now on Ethereum. Is the volumes are just going crazy. And if you look at Uniswap, I mean, Uniswap trades at around the $6 or $7 billion market cap versus ETH, which is at, well, you know, $350-$400 billion, right? And then you have Solana, which is about $100 billion, but Jupiter trades at like $10 billion. So those ratios are so off. Like the fact that Solana already has two or three multi-billion dollar meme coins and the market cap of that is just $100 billion just shows you, in my opinion, how cheap Sol is. And in 2021, ETH did amazing as a cryptocurrency. All the activity was in Ethereum because of NFTs. And that was what I call the casino. All the activity and action and everything was just happening on Ethereum in 2021. It feels like this cycle, that casino is now Solana. You have all this meme coin stuff, all the pre-sale stuff, and it's just perfect for these coins because the transaction fees are so low that anyone, even with just $1, can bet on a meme coin. And indeed, some people put in just a few dollars into Dog with Hat, for example, and ended up making thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. So you can't do that on ETH because the gas is so expensive. It's a different game. But Solana, on the other hand, you know, for better or worse, is much more inclusive in that regard. So it's incredibly bullish for Sol because I think with the market dynamics we have and this great big bull market that we're in the middle of right now, I don't think activity on Solana will drop. I think if anything, it will continue to rise. And I think some of the larger, more sophisticated players will realize how cheap Sol is in comparison to that. If you look at the metrics in terms of how much activity there is right now, and you know, Sol is still some ways off its all-time highs in terms of price, but the activity now compared to 3 years ago is at, you know, more than tenfold, I would imagine. So yeah, it's going to be exciting to watch the Sol price, I think, over the next few months.
Well, you know, in the last bull market, Solana was being branded as the Ethereum killer. Do you think that this could push it a step closer to actually being that Ethereum killer?
I don't believe it's an Ethereum killer necessarily. I think there's, you know, Solana and Ethereum, they're not mutually exclusive. And I think people in crypto get very attached to certain coins and they think if one exists, the other can't exist. So this one has to beat this one, etc. I think they can all coexist and they maybe have different use cases. You know, Solana is a fantastic retail product because of how cheap it is to use, but Ethereum is a much more secure blockchain and more decentralized, as, you know, as many people say. So they have different use cases, I think, and it feels like that casino use case has kind of shifted from ETH to Sol, but for other purposes, Ethereum will have its advantages, I think, and you know, has a massive L2 network now, which also saves on transaction fees. It's just not as exciting as Solana is right now, but for other purposes and things like DeFi, a lot of the action still happens on Ethereum and its L2s. So I don't think Solana will kill Ethereum. I think they can both coexist. Could Solana flip Ethereum in terms of market cap? That's a possibility. Yeah, that's definitely a possibility, I think.
And I have to ask you this one last thing before we wrap up this interview. And it's about the Dog Whiff Hat NFT that sold for just around $4 million early this week. I never thought we were going to see this again, and I'm being completely honest. I thought that we were not going to see NFTs sell for this type of money, get the kind of headline, get the kind of excitement again. I thought we were really moving into utility use cases, real world asset use cases, and here we have Dog Whiff Hat surprising me. What do you make of this? Did you expect it? Am I following the wrong wavelength here? Should I change the way I'm thinking about things?
Honestly, I expected it to go for a high amount, but I didn't really expect it to exceed $1 million. So to go to north of four, I think it was $4.3 million and about just over 1,200 ETH. That's a staggering, staggering amount. And it looks like there were just two buyers in the bidding for the last, 90% of the price action or something crazy like that. So it's certainly a staggering amount. The person that bought it allegedly is someone called GCR, who is a crypto trading legend who doesn't really tweet anymore, but apparently made a ton of money back in the day on meme coins. And so, yeah, I take your point. I didn't really expect to see such a large NFT sale either at this point in the cycle. I would have expected it later in the cycle. But I think there is, this is an NFT for sure, but it has this meme coin attachment. And, let's say I'm someone, for example, who has a load of this Dog Whiff Hat coin. I'm a big whale in Dog Whiff Hat, for example. And if I go out there and spend a load of money on this NFT, then, and that makes mainstream media, it once again garners that attention. And if the price goes up because of that, then that can be a net positive trade for that person. So my opinion is it went really high because there are maybe some different motives for people who are purchasing it and who maybe own some of the coin. And it's probably a little tactic to get this out there even more into mainstream media. If this was just a meme without the coin, I don't think it would have sold for, nearly anywhere near that amount. So yes, I think I kind of agree with you that I'm surprised that we see, this level of this such a high sale at this point in time. But I think it has that meme coin association with it still, which is really the thing that's propelling that value.
All right. And outside of Dog Whiff Hat, what meme coin are you watching?
Yeah, there's a lot out there. One that I really like is a coin called Mog on Ethereum, which I think is around a $400 to $500 million market cap. But it's a coin that's been around since August. And, it's all based around these Pit Viper glasses that you may see all across Twitter everywhere. And I think I like that kind of stuff for a meme. Dog Whiff Hat was great because anyone can just put this hat on their profile picture and it kind of makes them part of this community and it's instantly recognizable. And I think it's the same thing with Mog. You see these Pit Vipers around everywhere and people are like, okay, I know where that's from. I know what that means. And that has a massive networking effect. It has a massive marketing effect. And you don't really have to put much effort into it. That's the thing. It has to be effortless. You shouldn't have to explain to someone what the meme is or explain to someone where this comes from. Someone should just see an image and instantly know what the meme is and how it makes them feel and why it is what it is. And I think that's one that I've liked. I liked a lot that I think has a lot of potential.
Ovi, thanks so much for joining First Mover.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.